Yeah, I did make one limited edition for Eyes Full of Light and Laughter. That was, I printed it out. It's a small format, about that big, and punched the holes with a little hand punch I have, and then I sewed it with silk and into a red handmade cotton cover. That was fun. That was a good project. I like that. But it's not a release product. It's a special edition. There's another element to it as well, which is torn paper. I have this thing for torn paper. And the cover is torn, and then in a certain way, and then the stitching comes into play as a counter to the torn, and the stitching is exposed. The pages are not even glued or sewn together as signatures. They're just loose, but on purpose for effect. It does have an effect, because handcrafting, there's also that in my background with clay and with fiber. And it's not directly one-to-one related to anything in the book, but it came into play. You were good to notice that, because it's synergistic between the tactile of tearing paper and folding paper and cutting paper and sewing paper together that is related to the process of writing. And therefore, if I could even say it, the writing for me is tactile. I'm not even sure how tactile I am, but that was important. And spending the time to figure out how to make that little simple special edition with torn paper and sewed, and I researched the silk, where it was made in India. It's only made in one place, where they have tigers and elephants running around wild. And it was a pretty cool process to put the elements of that book together. The paper for the cover is also made in India in a factory in a city. So that was part of it. It was part of the whole thing. It's handmade paper as well. It's not just torn, but it's handmade paper. I have purchased watercolors from artists and asked them not to frame it, to hide the deckling and the effect at the edge of the paper. That probably has something to do with boundary issues and things at the edge. There is a theme in The White Sky that has to do with Mila coming back to drawing from a long absence of it. And she says, I needed to establish the line. And so I love the edge. And when you see the edge, and when you see a piece of handmade paper with deckling around the edge, I wanted to create more. And if you rip the paper, tear the paper a certain way, you can make high quality handmade paper produce more deckle in the middle. And you can control that at an angle. You learn how to pull in the right direction so that it either goes in straight or not as you desire. So I guess that somewhere, I mean, we're talking about that, but I'm hearing the echo of what happens in the writing creative process as well. You know, my characters like to find the edge, but they like to tear it up too. You know, they'll go right over the edge, but they know the edge is there.